What's up, Will and Grace fans? Some of our old favorite characters are back in this emotional episode of Will and Grace Rosario's Quinceañera. Season 9, Episode 6, coming up. Don't click away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes.
What's up, Will and Grace fans? Oh, gosh, you guys, this episode was...
It was hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch. Yeah. I'm really excited to talk about it. I feel like NBC paid a really great tribute to Rosario's character. I'm excited because we have a new panelist that's going to join us. We're going to introduce her in just a second. I am your host, Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. But I am joined by my other amazing co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. And then I'll pass it over to my sidekick here, Sanders.
Hey guys, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And you guys, like I said, we have a new host. She's going to be my sidekick. Go ahead and introduce herself.
I'm so excited. My name is Louisa Sharamatian, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at LuluSharTV, and I am still on Facebook at Louisa Sharamatian.
Aren't we all? We are still on Facebook. We all can never let go of Facebook. We're very excited to have you with us,
so
Louisa.
Much. I mean, Will and Grace is just home to me, so good. I'm so happy to be here.
Perfect. We will miss Nakia, but we are sure that you're going to be just as amazing
Thank
as
you.
She is.
Thank you so much.
First thoughts of the episode, you guys. Let me start with our new panelist, Louisa.
I thought it was real. We saw a kind of deeper version of Karen that we know it's inside, and I think it took Will to kind of get it out of her.
Yeah.
And I was wondering where Rosaria was and how they would probably take her out of the show. And I didn't want her to go out like this. I definitely didn't want her to die or have a heart attack.
Right.
But overall, still funny.
Yeah.
It kind of made us relate to why we love the show so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think
Crystal, your first thoughts on the episode.
So sad.
Yeah.
It was so sad, you know. I think it was nice, though, to see that Karen actually has a heart and some compassion. And she is, you know, a human being. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was a nice side to see. There wasn't a lot going on besides, you know, that, which is, like, a huge thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I thought that it had some, you know, a good balance of, like, you know, showing that Karen is a human being, but also showing
staying true to the relationship.
Yeah, staying true to the relationship, and the ending was like. Oh, yeah.
Sanders,
yeah,
what was your initial thoughts?
Yeah, so. First Selena, now Rosario. Too many people.
Too many.
I have so many emotions about this episode because it's sad that Rosario won't come back. Maybe they can do a flashback, and she's an angel. You know.
That's a good, yeah.
Producers call me. Yeah. But, I'm a little bit disappointed in the episode because they kind of threw Grace's mom's death, like, into it. Like, you just throw a piece of banana into your peanut butter and jelly when you don't really plan to do that. So hopefully they come back around and really address that and make it a bigger thing because this is, like, a huge thing. It's, like, Grace's mom.
Well, it's funny because... If anybody has done research on Will and Grace or have heard what has been being said, the co-creator Max Muchnick told press at the TCA 2017 Summer Press Tour that Rosario would not be coming back.
Yeah.
Shelley Morrison wanted to retire from acting. It was a very hard decision for them because, as we all know and love, we love Rosario's character. But she just didn't want to come back, and they had to figure out how to deal with that. I agree with you, Sanders. I think... that them throwing Debbie Reynolds' death into it, I felt like this was a very good episode. I felt like coming off of our last episode, which was kind of like a filler episode, this one really hit home. I think this is where Will and Grace is. But I agree with you. I think that them just throwing Debbie Reynolds in there.
Yeah, it's Debbie Reynolds. She deserves a whole she deserves two parts.
I don't know. I'm going to disagree with you there. Like, I feel like they should have done a little bit more of a tribute to her instead of making it all about Grace, which stayed true to Grace's character. But I feel like too much of an arc. I mean, she wasn't on the show that much.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do like a RIP for her in this episode. I know she passed away a while ago, but still, I thought it would have been nice to see a little ending credit of that. Let's just start with the beginning of the episode. So first we have Will and Grace obviously working together. You don't like it. Well, let's talk about that really quick because we haven't gotten your opinion on this.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to just stay best friends, have their own life, go out, you know, throughout the day, do your thing, come home, and have that bestie thing that they always have. I don't want you guys to go to work together.
I think we all agreed on that.
Yeah, yeah, yes. For me. Yeah.
She liked
what
it.
What else can they give us? But I want to know why.
I don't know. I guess it's just, you know, it gives some... It's going to bring more drama. It definitely is. And so I want to see that. I want to see what else... What do they have... What are they conjuring up, right? I mean, obviously there's something bigger here that they're probably working their way up to.
Right.
So that's what I'm interested in, because we have already seen them be best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Why not something new?
I'm slowly getting on that train. I think they touched on it a little bit in this episode, and we'll get into it. But we find out where Rosario is going to be, because the title of the episode is Rosario's Quinceañera. So we knew that Rosario was either going to make an appearance or they were going to talk about her. We obviously knew that she wasn't going to actually be seen. So I was interested to see how they do this. Turns out she's in the hospital with a heart attack. And then it goes to the fact that she died. Were you guys expecting for it to take such a dark turn that they would write her off like this?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Not at all. Because I thought if I was like a producer or writer, I'd be like, I'll just make her a rich woman who owns an island and make her way richer than Karen. So it's like, you know what? Rosario is like living the high life.
Yeah.
I knew already. Someone
told
me.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone I know was on the show and they kind of.
Big
like,
mouth.
Okay, but if they hadn't have told you, would you have been surprised?
I wasn't surprised, no, because I already knew she wasn't coming back.
Mm.
Yeah.
But did you think that they would, like, it's a little drastic, don't you think, guys? Instead of being like, oh, maybe she got deported or something, and this was what maybe turns Karen's, like, views on Trump or something like that, because, you know, they had this little political thing. But they killed her.
Well, who knows what happened? You know, maybe they had a disagreement about the whole thing. They're a little bitter.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Or they just want to show more different sides of Karen.
That's a good point.
She can be empathetic, you know, sentimental, yearning for another companionship throughout the day. You know, we all know that she was so close to her.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they want to explore her a little more.
No, I think you're on the right track with that. I think that them allowing Rosario, or writing Rosario off, and then allowing Karen's character to showcase all these emotions is something that we really haven't seen from her. And I think that's why this episode, for me, was so successful. I want to talk about Grace and Will's kind of ongoing feud throughout the episodes, because they kind of touched on it in the beginning before we found out that Rosario died. Apparently, Will, being the go-getter that he is, took it upon himself to sign a lease that was right next to Grace's office, and now they have double the space. But he didn't tell Grace. Were we surprised?
No.
I was surprised, because I thought they already bought the office across from them last season.
Really?
Yeah, I thought they did. So I could swear that they did.
Is he trying to expand? Like, he wants his own space, but still be with Grace.
I think that they talked about expanding, and like we've said in, you know, the last episode, she has owned this business for quite a few years, and it's time that she has gotten bigger, has done something more with it. So maybe it will take Will's presence or influence to
of
make that happen.
Will, because he's so ambitious, right? He doesn't just do just the bare minimum. He always goes to the top, right?
Absolutely.
So for
being
me,
a corporate attorney.
Yeah, it's not a big surprise that he's doing
that. I see
that.
It now. I kind of agree with you. Yeah. That's why they're just combining them to kind of elevate Grace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. As long as they're not sitting in the office every day, maybe Will's doing his own thing, his own little project thing.
Yeah. But what is he going to be doing? He has no experience in design, you guys.
Well, that's the thing. Like, maybe he does work for her or work with her, whatever they want to choose.
Ooh.
But maybe the scenes with Will, he's probably going on a date, or he's just not working while, like, in the scenes. He's just doing his daily life, and it just like, oh, I came home later from work than you did, or something like that.
Or maybe the business side of it. You know, there's
financially.
Always, financially, right? So he doesn't do all the design work, but he is managing the money, and maybe this becomes even bigger than what it ever was.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that with Will's influence, it can become a bigger thing.
Oh, most definitely.
If Grace allows it to.
Yes.
It is her business by the end of the day. It of has course. Her name on it. It's Grace Sandler
Designs.
What if
she becomes like a Martha Stewart of Target? You know what I mean? Something like that.
I mean, she's already got these 15 boutique hotels from last episode that she landed. Big client.
Yeah. Hopefully they go back to that.
Hopefully. We'll see. I feel like there is... Did anybody...
Check something real quick.
Does anybody feel like they're rushing a lot of things, like throwing a lot of people? And like last episode was Beverly Leslie. Now it's Minnie Driver, who we'll talk about because I'm really excited about it. And then Smitty. Like they're throwing a lot of old characters at us, which wasn't the case in the first couple of episodes. But they were taking it slow.
Yeah.
They were easing it.
They kind of want to give us clarity, if that's what, I think that's what they're trying to give us, because they don't have that many. Well, how many episodes do we even
that's
have
what I was
left?
Just looking like, up. I think they ordered 12 episodes, so we're halfway through the season, but they have another season with another 12 episodes. So I think we're used to having 24 episodes for Will and Grace, so they have to fit 24 episode worth of content into 12 episodes, and it's a half an hour, so.
And we're waiting. The fans want, you know, we want some answers.
We
want
to see everybody.
I still want to explore some stuff with Leo.
I'm like, still waiting for Vince. I have people texting me, legit texting me, like,
gorgeous.
Where's Vince?
I'm waiting for Vince as well.
I'm like, I don't work for the show. I do the after show. Okay? Relax.
I'm on his page.
Yeah, no. I mean, I do feel like it's a little rushed, but I understand that what the writers are trying to do. They're trying to give us everything in, like you said, 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Back to the episode, Rosario's funeral slash quinceañera, I thought was a nice tribute. I thought it was a nice touch. I thought that did a very good job at balancing, like Crystal said in the beginning, of the dramatic and the comedy, like they always do. These writers are amazing, you guys. Yeah. There's no disputing that. What did you guys think of making it like a quinceañera slash funeral?
That was ridiculous. I thought it was ridiculous.
Like a celebration at the same time sending her off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, it's funny.
Did you think it was too much, Crystal?
Of course it was.
Did you really?
Yes, of course it was. But it's the show, and it's Rosario and Karen's, you know, relationship. I mean, the dress in the coffin. I was dying. I was like, oh my god, I remember those.
And
like,
the mint.
Those huge poopy
dresses. Yes, that my mom used to tell me never to grab. She'd be like, no, don't grab that. when we'd go through the market. But I don't know. It was ridiculous. Come on, she takes out the cleaning spray to clean the coffin that was in her
coffin. That might be the first time she ever cleaned anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I think that's a tribute to how much she cared about Karen.
It was also funny.
Yeah, the small
but it was
details.
Over the top. Come on. Let's just
it was so Karen, but it's also the small details, like Grace's mint flying into the coffin.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious. Yeah. And the writers, though, we're watching to laugh at the end of the day. They can't make it, you know, too dramatic
and
depressing.
Of course.
Yeah. They had a good balance of funny and serious.
We loved it.
One of the characters that I am obsessed with, that I was obsessed with the show, because I thought she just did it brilliantly, was Minnie Driver's character Lorraine.
Oh my god,
Lorraine Fenster.
Yeah, and they changed it up a little bit to where, you know, Stan had left Karen for Lorraine, but in this instance, they just say, oh, Lorraine slept with Stan, because technically Stan is A, still alive, and B, still married to Karen. What did you guys think of that little twist? Did you appreciate it, or did you actually like Lorraine with Stan?
I felt like it was a distraction. Hmm. I felt like it came in for what purpose? I didn't really understand that. Like, what was the whole point of that? Like, we're supposed to be focused on Rosario, maybe do the whole Will and Grace thing, but I wasn't really understanding how that fit in.
I mean, they established that they were essentially family at the end of the day.
Yeah. I think it fit in great.
I thought so, too.
I liked it.
It was nice. It was fun.
The whole Stan and marriage thing, being that in the original, the older episodes, the whole, it just kind of went over my head. I didn't really take it seriously, so I wasn't really paying attention to that anyway, so it didn't really matter to me.
Right.
But as long as she came back and was funny, I felt like she could have been more wittier. Mm-hmm. I felt like she held back
really?
A little bit.
I don't know, I disagree with you.
I mean, I wanted her to just stay on a little more. It was pretty short, like her scene. I did love the earring swap.
That was
that
funny.
Was amazing.
That was funny.
And the blood clot
thing. Oh my god, shout out to that. But... yeah, I think she's a fun, you know, guest star, and she can also make the fans more motivated to watch the show.
Right. I hope they bring her back. I like I said, she's one of my favorite characters from the show because I just think she's so funny, and I feel like they did that justice. Not to mention Minnie Driver hasn't aged a freaking day.
No.
Gorgeous.
Come on, you guys.
And that purple dress. Amazing.
Yes.
Like, what is that?
Her dress kind of looks like my top, which is funny.
Like, I will always remember her from Tarzan, but whatever.
Yeah.
So we finally, I mean, not finally understand because we've always known this, but Karen, I mean, Grace always makes it about herself, and she does not fail to do that in this episode. Did you guys think that it was a little too dramatic? I feel like Crystal's going to say yes.
Yeah.
Of course. But that's what Grace does, right? Like, she's always talking about herself. And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that she talked all about herself, and then Karen's just sitting there like, oh, God. you know, just kind of like waiting for her to finish. And then she's crying and making a big dramatic, you know, scene. What was it that she said? She said that she was her mother's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
She was the light of her life.
Yeah.
The crying was
her
too
mom
much.
Misses her.
Her mom
it was
misses
too much,
her.
Though, the crying.
But that's what I thought. It was funny. Like, it was like corny. Yeah. It was so corny.
Yeah.
But that's what I kind of like the corniness of it. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's Grace. What do you expect?
Yeah, I was more touching on the fact that of, you know, just Grace making it about her and it's her business and all this stuff before we get to that part. Because I liked how this episode did put it and all these people trying to get through to Karen and then we finally see who does. But what did you guys think about the Grace and Will aspect of Grace saying that you work for me and Will
the
saying
beginning,
that you work with me?
To me, it's the beginning of a bad idea. This is exactly why... We kind of agree that they should not work together.
Oh, no,
they
I haven't think they
even. They haven't even started. They're having issues with the contract. He's doing some stuff without discussing with her. You know, I don't think it's looking too.
You
well.
Don't think it's like business partners just feeling each other out.
But they're best friends. Friends can't mix well with money or anything like that. We all know that. Please, I'm telling you. Yeah,
that's
he knows.
What I said.
Bad
I don't
idea.
Mix setting money or friendship. Up.
Maybe they end the season with even like. Them not talking to each other anymore because
but they did that
trouble.
Before. They did that three times before.
And now it disappeared. Now I'm back here.
Well, what did you guys? I mean, wouldn't you assume that business partners mean works with, not for? They agreed to be
of
business
course.
Partners.
Yeah.
Well, it matters on who owns how many shares. It's like if Grace owns 51 and he owns 49, then he's working for her.
I don't know.
What
I just
said.
I just go back to the last episode, and he said, "I want to work." She said, "I want you to work with me, not for me."
But let's understand, he's at a low point. He's depressed with his career. I think he's going to just go on the next journey that's just going to kind of take him away from his depressing attorney life, right?
Yeah.
So maybe a few weeks in, he'll realize, okay, this is not for me. I think I want my 9-to-6 attorney life.
And ooh. I think Grace meant you're working for me because she's more educated in the business and he's not. So she has to teach him a few things. So you're working for me. I'm teaching you. Mm-hmm. You're my student.
Absolutely.
So that's how I kind of take it now. I was just thinking it through. I'm like, maybe that's the reason why she said that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe backing off of what you said, mm-hmm. what if... Because, I mean, if, let's say, Will ends up realizing, like, this is not for him, what if he ends up starting his own business and that becomes a competition?
Oh. Krista, I like where you're going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Think about that.
Maybe.
I do have to recognize, because, like I said, I thought this was one of the strongest episodes of Will and Grace. Not just this season, but the way that they balanced the comedy with the drama and the way that it was written. I felt like it was one of their strongest episodes in general. But Sean Hayes' performance in this, yes, Karen was amazing, but his physical comedy is so good. When he was doing the whole Bible, like, throwing and then talking about where he was going to sit because he didn't want to sit next to Karen. That one scene in general, I was like, this is
so
brilliant.
Magic
Sean
spells.
Hayes.
Yeah.
Like,
the
dancing. The dancing is what was my favorite.
That's why each one has an Emmy, because they are so damn
very
good.
True.
Yeah.
Very
his
true.
His physical comedy, I think, it's outstands so his just regular other comedy, which is just as great, but it's like his physical comedy is... A lot of people don't have physical comedy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just awkward.
Right.
But with him, it's like, it works really good.
Funny. Well, I just remember last episode, Sanders, you were saying that Sean Hayes as Jack this season just feels a little off. Like, his voice isn't as high-pitched, blah, blah, blah. We talked about this a little bit, but I felt like in this episode, he really got Jack back. That's what I...
Yeah, the last right? one, it seemed... Yeah, the last one was rushed.
It was... Yeah. We won't talk about the last episode. We'll just disregard the last episode. The Jello...
The Jello got me.
Amazing.
Give us her Jello!
Yeah. What was the
thing he said?
She's
Jello.
Lord knows... What was it that he said about the Jello that... That Rosario gave it. Rosario said I could have her Jello after he like made a big old thing about it.
Make sure she eats the Jello.
So dramatic. So funny. I love that part. That was like probably my favorite part right there.
It's but it kind of reminds me when Jack was going into his apartment and Rosario was like cleaning the floor and she's like, Rosario! He's like, oh, you're cleaning.
Just
the screaming.
No surprise, Karen goes to a bar during this hard time. I was not surprised by that. But we do get to meet another old character, Smitty, who apparently never shuts it off. I loved Karen and Smitty's interaction.
So good.
What did you guys think about seeing him again?
I liked it. I knew what was going to happen. You were sitting next to him. I'm like, I know what she's going to do. She's going to start laughing and say, oh, that's a funny joke, because that's their chemistry. That's the line that they always use together.
It's really cute.
He's like, my dad died, or this, that, this. And it's like, You're so funny.
I love it. I love the chemistry. Agree. You know, yeah. There doesn't need to be a lot. You get what I'm saying? Like, with everything else, it's so big, but it was so small, their interaction and the scene itself, mm-hmm. that, like, it didn't need to be big, and it was still yes. so funny. And yes. I think they need to do a little bit more of that, rather than, like, you know, explosives, like, let's make this big, and let's just be here and here and here and here. With that entire, like, what was it, a couple scenes that they had, yeah. it was just really simple, but yes. hilarious. Agreed. Hilarious.
Agreed. And it's more just like, you know, it's that's what Will and Grace is known for, those small little gems mm-hmm. that we will always cherish, yeah. with Smitty and all these amazing characters.
Yeah. What I loved about this episode is now as Karen is grieving, how Karen does, they have each character try to go and get through to her. Grace goes, and then this is where the whole, I guess, I don't even want to say tribute, because it really wasn't a tribute to Debbie Reynolds, but it was an acknowledgement of the fact that Debbie Reynolds did play Grace's mom, and she passed away. Do you think that Debbie Reynolds as Grace's mom would have made an appearance if she hadn't passed away in this season?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe?
I mean, the show is such high caliber. I think absolutely if they would have asked her, she
yeah,
would have.
I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. What did we think of Jack's way of trying to get through to Karen? And how did we feel about Karen dismissing Jack so much? Because I was really surprised. I thought that Karen would lean on Jack because they're so close. They've been close since season one, episode like 2 or 3. Yeah.
You know, I think Jack is so afraid to get to that level, and that's why mm-hmm. they showed Will just going for and just hugging her yeah. and letting yeah. her feel him versus yeah. Jack kind of just, you know, trying to touch her and she's like, Jack, don't touch me, just sing for me. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't want to be vulnerable. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, maybe she doesn't know how to be vulnerable to to Jack, because their relationship is more of a joking type of relationship.
That's true.
And then Grace, obviously, it's all about her. And so with sense. Will, it seems appropriate for him to just be there and be like, you know, the shoulder that she needed to lean on. Because
Will is the more put together out of the four.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I 100% agree with you. And whenever we look back at previous season, it was always Will that got the seriousness out of Karen. It was
true.
Nobody else.
Yeah. That's true.
And with Jack, I don't think that he is mature enough to understand. Like, I think Karen puts him in a category of, you make me laugh, you don't make me feel like we laugh together.
Me.
You entertain me. You don't get me out of like a slump.
But don't you think that because of what this episode did with Karen's character and breaking that boundary of her being this cold-hearted, just funny character, that they would have done the same thing with Jack, like giving him some more emotional like meatiness to his role of like, hey, I can also be,
I want that for him,
right?
Yeah. I love his energy, we love his physical dances and everything that he does as a character, but I want more like depth to him already.
Hmm. No, I disagree. Well, I like his funniness.
Me too.
Yeah,
really?
Like that's what makes Jack Jack. Yeah.
And they did that already when about his grandson. They already touched on that.
They
so it's like
touched on it, but this I just
well, that's like, enough.
Okay, Sanders has spoken. I need to talk about this moment with Karen and Rosario because I felt like the writers and the show in general did a very, very good job of sending Rosario off. As much as I didn't like them killing her off in like my initial reaction, the way that they did it, I thought gave Rosario's character justice. I felt like it just was very, very well done, and I really enjoyed that moment. What did you guys think of that final moment with Karen and Rosario?
It was spot on. That's what I expected, for her to be alone. She didn't want to interact with any other one there. Like, no one there, no priest, no random stranger. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked when she said, the amo, mommy.
Yeah.
That was really like, that gave me a little, you know, tearjerker down in here somewhere.
Yeah.
It almost made me sad.
Yeah.
It almost touched on that.
No, but I think it was great. When it started out, when Karen was speaking to Rosario on the phone, I'm like, she's not going to make fun of her Spanish, like, whatever. Like, you know how she usually does, but they made up for it at the end. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm just pissed that they killed her off. Like, make her a rich, like, woman living like somewhere in a mansion that's too busy.
I do think that they're
that would've been cool.
Right? Yeah. I think that they could have done so much
like you said, a role, you know, with issues with the border and all the politics. Yeah, absolutely.
Something. They could have touched on something.
Oh, you know what I mean? They could have kept prolonging it. It's like, oh, she's behind a wall or something.
Yeah, like, something of importance.
I mean, I don't want to criticize the episode or that aspect of the episode too much, because like I said, I thought it was very well done. It definitely got us in the heart.
Yeah.
But I thought the writers could have gone so many different ways, and I'm surprised that they picked this one. Just a little moment of critique. Karen said Rosario Yolanda Salazar. Her actual name is Rosario Ines Consuelo Yolanda Salazar.
Why did they do that then?
I was waiting for it to be like that. Because you know, like,
Spanish people have really long names.
Yes! And I was like, that would have been so funny. That would have been the
Armenian
perfect
long names.
Yeah, it's like the perfect, you know, way to end that would had been if they had inserted that.
Yes.
Right? It would have been so funny. I was like thinking that the entire time. I'm so glad you brought that
up. Yeah, because I was like, come on, guys.
You should have like 10 names on there.
And she does her character. That's her whole character name, and I'm surprised they only used the three
names. Interesting
why
they did that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been more personal. I thought it would have
funny.
It would have shown that Karen actually knew all of her names.
Yeah.
To show that, you know, she really did love her and really care for Rosario as
a
character. And
then having that before she said, "Te amo, mami," it would have been a perfect balance.
I agree.
Because I didn't think it was that funny when she said it. Like, it wasn't funny, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question. Do you think it was appropriate for Karen, or just for the show, to bring in the new maid when they were killing off Karen in that, Rosario in that episode? Should she have just been not in it?
I was okay with that, because she was there in previous episodes, too, so I was okay with that.
I thought it was just sort of opening the door of, like, how she would treat Rosario in a bad way, and now she's like, you know, what does she call her? A river dancer? You know, so they're just sort of, like, setting it up, like, she's going to get the same type of treatment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like them introducing the new maid, not on episode two, which I missed, but I felt like her being at the funeral and being there just allows for us as the audience to understand that somebody else is going to fill this role. Somebody else is going to start making their way into our lives in a different way. And I feel like this new maid, and I did not do the research on the actress, my bad, but I feel like she's going to do a very good job.
I don't think
she's going to be our Rosario. I'm not saying that Rosario is always irreplaceable, but I feel like she's going to do a good job. Yeah. I like her.
Yeah, I do too. I think she's going to be funny.
I want to see what position she's going to take, because Rosario was like, I'm not taking your crap, Karen. Like, talk back, I'll talk back to you. I don't want to see the new maid doing that, because that's Rosario's role. Mm-hmm. I kind of want her just to, like, take it.
You want her to be more submissive.
Yeah.
I'm on the same page, actually.
This one actually, it looks like she stands on her own 2 feet, though. Her face.
She looks very tough.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait.
I think that's the way that they're going to go.
You know what would be funny? If, like, she bossed Karen around.
Oh.
What if that relationship was
like
that?
But that's what Rosario did, too,
though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where the writers are going to go. I half agree with Sanjay's and I half agree with you, Luisa. I feel like I want her to be more submissive, but at the same time, I want her to kind of lash back out. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it can be a 50-50 thing.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
We do have a little sneak peek of a little insider information, you guys, because Sanders happened to just go to a live taping on Tuesday.
Excited.
And we want to hear all about it. So go ahead, take it away, Sanders.
Right? So
jealous.
Yeah. Tell us, Sanders.
So, I'll tell you.
I went
to this taping of Will and Grace, and it was the Christmas episode. I'm not going to say too much. I'm not going to ruin it for
you.
Don't
give us spoilers.
No spoilers. But I will say they were all there.
Yep.
And it was a half episode because it was so much to film. I don't know if I should say. I'm not going to say it. But there was two things that they had to film, and they didn't have enough time. So I saw a half episode, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I would have had to sit through 6 hours of filming, I would have lost my mind.
So how long were you there?
I was there for 3 hours.
Okay.
So it was so like long. Enough to last, because I noticed when they were filming the episode, they did, I think they did 4 scenes. And each scene they did like several times with different lines.
Yeah.
And they were so different. So different. So I'm dying to see what they're gonna use.
Yeah.
They would do their lines, they'll get the laughs, and then the writers would ball up in a little circle and be like, and then give them new lines, all new lines, and they would do it again.
Are they on teleprompter?
They always do that.
No teleprompter, just memory. Literally, they were like, Deborah was like, what's my line again? Deborah was probably she was having a moment. She was having a moment. Ooh. But it was Halloween. So, and it was an added day for the episode. So she probably had her day planned to spend with her kids, but they just added it. That's how I got tickets. So she probably just wanted to go hang out with her kids for Halloween. But she was having moments. Professional, but having moments. Yes. What else happened there? The range of jokes that they gave. They went really extreme with one joke. I don't know if I should say it.
Say it!
They might not use it.
Yeah, they might not use it. So, there was a scene that they were at a restaurant waiting to get called, and there was this... I'll use the line that Grace used. He, she, her, they. So that's what she said. She's
like, she, her, they?
Yeah, he, she, her, they. Oh. And I don't know if they're going to use it or not, but this person had like a bob, but a mustache, but feminine and French, but was from Queens.
Wow.
Yeah, so the way they made their jokes, and then Karen said something in another scene about, oh, immigrants, like something, something, brown people. And then, but then they did something a lot lighter. So I don't know what they're going to use. They went extreme, middle, then kind of like,
they usually do that with comedy.
Yeah. But they said that they go off of how much the audience laughs. And the audience laughed, like I laughed really hard every single time because it was so funny. But I do feel that they take our laughter and insert our laughs to different scenes.
Really?
They
don't.
I feel like they do that.
They do.
Yeah, even though it's not fake, we might be laughing a little bit more on a joke that they want to use, so they might use a our laugh track for something else, but I feel like each audience gets their own episode.
Let's talk about that really quick. Do you guys feel like when you're watching a show and something isn't funny, but the laugh track starts laughing, so you automatically start laughing, do you think that's why they do it?
Yeah, because you're like, should I have gotten that? Maybe I should have laughed, or why am I not, you know, consuming it the same way? So it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, that's it. That's an interesting, because I every time I see an episode or something, I'm always like, oh, that wasn't really funny, but I'm on the same page as you. I'm always like, maybe I should have got that. Maybe I'm the slow one because there's a laugh track.
Yeah, it's like, why?
So
why
it's fascinating that you think that they would take some, I mean, but it's television, you guys. Yeah. It's fake. It's not, I mean, it's
I almost forgot about this.
Don't say it.
There's going to be a CGI moment, and I hope it's better than the feathers.
Oh,
the there's feathers a CGI moment, so let's...
In the episode that you watched.
Yeah, so they did it with real objects.
Okay.
And then they took the objects away. And they're like, we're just going to do CGI. Then I'm like, ooh, okay, let's see how that works.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to know how the actors were when the cameras were off. I want to know, like, how they interacted with each other. Were they friendly to each other? Were they friendly to the audience? How were they?
All right, so they were really nice. It's exactly like you see if you're, like, an Uber fan and you watch, like, the B-roll behind the scenes on the DVDs or Blu-rays. Mm-hmm. They act exactly like that. They make the little jokes. They dance around. The mic is always on, so we always hear every word they say. Huh.
That's not good though, right? Because they might just
No, they curse, they go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. So the way that the thing is set up, like we're the audience, and then they have different like one stage, two stage, three stage, four stage, and then there's one around there. Like it's a lot of stages. But Eric McCormack got on the microphone and talked to us a few times, said a few jokes. It was like nice really funny. And then when I was leaving, I'm like, Megan, she's like, hi. I'm like, ah, I like cried.
Did you tell her that we do a show and that she should come on?
I wanted to, but someone was pushing me from behind. I'm like,
I find it so hard to believe, as much as they are so close on set and on the show. They hadn't seen each other for 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's just so weird to me.
I think it's weird in any kind of, like, sitcom, especially with Friends and everything. Like, just Friends or Buffy or, like, any show that runs for a long period of time when the actors stop working with each other and then they don't see each other.
Sex and the City is a great
example. Sex and the City, it's like you are with these people more than your family.
Oh,
and
correction about Sex and the City. Kim Cattrall says they were never friends.
Oh.
But that's a whole different show, so let's not
get
into
that. We can get deep that.
Yeah, but also I want to say that the crew is all the same. The guy who was the hype man for the audience while they were switching cameras and stuff is the same person from season one.
Shut up.
Even DJ is the same DJ. He didn't call him a DJ. I think it's his name was DJ something. I can't remember. But same DJ.
Same makeup artist.
Yeah, same DJ. Crazy. Yeah, same.
That's
everything.
Great.
I love that though. It's so real and raw. Just like day one.
It's a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is like each episode episode, I believe, is it. So if you went to the Christmas one, right? So we watched that episode 6 weeks after it's shot. So a lot of political changes happened. So I
they addressed that.
Yeah, and I saw an interview with Eric, and he said that sometimes we have to change some stuff because what we joke about already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they talked about that too.
Yeah, so someone asked, what do you do when there's a huge current event with politics or something? How do you fix that? And they go over with voiceovers and do that. They do voiceovers. So if you hear someone talking but you don't see their mouth moving, it's a voiceover.
Got it.
So it's like showing grace but Will's talking, voiceover with Will.
That's
so,
really, that's really cool.
That ad-lib.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Before seeing the taping, who was your favorite character, and did that change after you saw the live taping?
My favorite, too, was Karen and Jack, and it's still Karen and Jack.
Really?
Yeah, I think that just their chemistry is a lot stronger than Deborah and, well, if I want to, Will and Grace.
Easier to say that.
Yeah, it's like, their chemistry is a lot stronger behind the scenes also. Hmm. Not that they're better friends, but, like, you just feel the energy there. Yeah. Or maybe I'm just biased because I'm, like, a uber fan of them, too.
Right. Yeah.
But I just felt it like that.
Their spirit, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you feel that energy, that spirit.
Yeah.
You could tell they're very alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's pouring out of the screen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and they messed up a lot.
Did they really?
They messed up a lot. Like, a lot,
I mean, like
a lot.
You said, they get the lines, like, right
they
there.
Do.
They're changing
they
the
do.
Lines constantly.
Oh, yeah.
So
they
it's
do.
Not
they're
surprising.
I think they probably just, like, yeah, each scene, like, each time they go over with new jokes, it's a whole new line that they have to learn within a second. And then,
that's talent right
Megan,
there.
Yeah, it's all about memory. I think with actors, if you have great memory, then you're a good actor.
They ate a lot of honey.
What if that can go Belover or something?
Yeah, yeah. I need that.
But yeah, and they said that what was I saying? The changing of the name, the lines, and then one of the writers, I can't remember which one it was, would like run up to the actor and be like,
yeah,
and then like, okay, and they're like, do you want me to do it louder, funnier? Yeah. So I, like, do it like that, but then the last scene you did, do it like that, and they're like, okay, and it's like, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was times where they were shooting one scene at least 15 times because Eric couldn't get his line right. He couldn't get it right, and then they made like jokes, but it was less, let's entertain the audience and more like, it felt like they didn't notice us. They weren't always like, oh, yeah. They were
well, if you think
doing
they
their
are working.
Yeah, they are working.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get out.
Yeah. Of course.
It was not planned.
Of course.
You can tell they really wanted to leave. And then when we were leaving, they shot a single cam shot without the audience. So they shot a scene without us there. So I don't know what the scene is.
Yeah. They
do that. But yeah. But it's overall, it's a Christmas episode. And I'll just leave it at that.
Just to tie it back to this episode in general, do you think that last scene with Karen and the coffin, do you think that that would be an instance where they would shoot a scene without the audience just because it is more of a somber moment and the actor probably wants to feel vulnerable and doesn't want a whole audience like staring at her while she does something like that?
I think it's a lot of spoilers too. Like they won't film. I've been on set enough to know that like for certain scenes, if they're huge, they won't want to film it in front of the audience because it's a spoiler.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, the second scene that they shot is a big thing that's going to be happening in the episode, but they lifted up the curtain and showed us what was going to happen anyway because it was so good.
They didn't have you guys sign anything?
No signing anything. No.
Well, I just still don't want to know, so don't tell us.
Yeah, but it was really good.
Yeah.
It's incredible, though. Like, I'm always on set, so I could say that with comedy, they're like that. Everything he says is spot on. Like, they're throwing lines out and saying, say it this way. Okay, now say it that way.
Exactly.
Okay, like, be a little bit more, like, loud in this part and quieter in this part. And say it like you're sad. Say it like you're happy, right?
Sean Hayes was doing one, like, two words, and he said it, like, 50 different ways.
Yeah.
Wow.
With hand movements and then not hand movements, and then with a wink of the eye, then not a wink of the eye, then he moved his foot, but he didn't move his, like,
it was a lot.
And I was just like, what are they gonna use? So hopefully they use, there were some parts where you can just tell, like, you hear the audience, like, ha-ha.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really that funny. So I'm assuming they're going to go with a few other things. But it's just crazy the range of how strong they went with their jokes and how they dialed it back with different takes.
Well, once the episode airs, I really want to talk to you about it. Again, afterwards, to see, like, are you happy with what they chose?
Yeah.
Did you think, was there something else that you might have changed?
Good.
So we'll talk about it. Thank you for going to that taping and, like, giving us a little bit more insight.
I felt like I was with you.
I know, it was very detailed.
Take the damn village.
Oh, I was like, I need need to pick up every morsel of this.
Yes, yes, we appreciate it. What was your favorite line of this episode, you guys?
I have two.
Okay, well, let's shout it off with our new co-host.
Okay, so right off the bat, what got me was when Karen said, sorry I'm late, but I got here as soon as I wanted to. Love that one. And then the second one was by Jack when he said, I'm more confused than Britney on stage on Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, that bothered me because I actually saw Britney at Vegas and she's great.
Yeah.
She is great, you guys. Yeah. Don't talk about Britney. Leave Britney alone.
Yeah, those are my two favorites.
Those are really good. Yeah. I liked when Karen says to Rosario, well, hands takes off her mother's ring and then says, Lord knows you've been eyeing it.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, Karen.
She's like, here, this is
Lord
for you.
Lord knows you've been eyeing it
all these years. Yeah.
That was a good one.
So I thought that was really funny. That was like a good way to kind of like end that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved everything that you guys mentioned, especially like the sorry I'm late, but I would have came here sooner if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But then also just the jab at the new maid. It's like, who asked you river dance?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think just starting it off the gate, sorry I'm late, I got here as soon as I wanted to, was everybody's favorite.
That's a
line.
Caption.
Because you can literally go into work and that's all you want to say when you're late.
And like, I kind of seen that scene 2 days ago because they put it on YouTube and I loved it right. And that was my line before I even got here. I knew that was going to be my favorite.
Yeah. That was definitely my favorite. But my second favorite would probably have been, Jack, go get the magic book with all the spells.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I don't know what else I'm going
to say. She reads the Bibles. Oh, I was dead.
And the balloons.
Oh, put these in water.
Like, no, she said there's no balloons for it's a maid or it's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? The thoughtlessness that counts? That's what Will said.
Will has some smart one-liners.
Yeah. I really want to know, like, the alternative lines that they could have used for, like, the spells and all that stuff. Like, I want to know how far they would have went. Like, there's other options out there that we'll never know.
That's going pretty far. I mean, I'm all about it, but I mean, that was one of those jaw dropping.
But she could have been like, "Where's those Book of Lies?"
Oh, yeah,
know?
That's
she could have
true.
Said that.
That's very true.
And then the show would get so many comments on Twitter, like,
"Of course, of course."
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our episode. Do you guys have any final thoughts?
Way better than the last one.
Agreed.
Still not better than the one with the
second
third
one. Was it?
It was like the third or fourth one. Mm-hmm. That we really loved. But I think they're going in a better direction, being that they only have 6 episodes left. We're halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring back Vince. Don't wait till the last episode. I need my Italian stallion.
Oh, he's
I
so cute.
Completely
yeah.
agree. Crystal, anything?
I guess, it's same thing as Sanders is saying, like, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, let's just move it forward. Let's not get too political. In fact, my financial advisor said he did not like that it's been going too political. So that's great. I think it's kind of getting away from that. And let's get back to the old, like, Will and Grace.
Yeah. Luisa, any final thoughts?
So I agree with two of them. And also I want to say is I want to know why Grace and Leo really did get the divorce. I want to explore that more. I feel like that was just left off so, whatever.
I really don't think Leo's coming back, but go on.
Well, I just want her
I know, I got you, I got you.
Vince, I do want Vince to come back. Also, just like you said, too much politics, right? It just takes it away from that humor, that raw, dry humor they have. So.
Yes.
Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Vince once he does make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a pretty much a theme. They're always bringing back all these old characters. So I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see him, who maybe hasn't aged a day. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's still as attractive as he once he was.
He's gorgeous.
I'm sure he is. I do want to get back to the relationship between Jack and his son. I hope that Elliot makes an appearance again.
Oh, talking about children, the real gag would be Olivia Mason. Karen's stepchildren.
Olivia Mason.
They need to come back.
Could you imagine?
They gotta be dating the Trump kids.
Oh, stop.
That would be hilarious.
I think the producers really need to call you Sanders because that's a good idea, bro. So that has been our recap of Rosario's Quinceañera. R.I.P. Rosario, we will miss that character. Mm-hmm. I felt like once again this episode was very well done. Where can they find you guys?
You can find me all on Instagram and Twitter at LuluShardTV.
You guys can find me at Crystal823 on all social media.
And I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at JustSandsWorld.
And like Karen says, Te amo, viewers. I am Timothy Mike. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. Thank you guys for tuning in for Season 9, Episode 6. We will see you next week, same time, same day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
awesome.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After Shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.